solo, concerto, and chamber. On this edition of Into the Light, three unique piano pieces that span three centuries of music history. Hello, and welcome Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. Just ahead, we'll hear a new release from Canadian composer Larisa Kuzmenko. First, we'll go back in time to the 19th century for music by Clara Wieck Schumann. She lived from 1819 to 1896 and was one of the great pianists of her century. In addition to playing, Clara also composed and managed to have eight children to boot. The year after she composed this piece, in May 1854, Clara Schumann gave birth to her seventh child while her husband Robert was an inmate at the insane asylum near Bonn. She was not permitted to visit him, so her only source of solace and companionship during her recovery was the young Brahms. As a gift, he began to bring her variations on Schumann's Albumblatt in F-sharp minor from the Bunteblätter, the piece which Clara herself had used as the basis for this set of variations. Brahms's efforts to this end were eventually collected as his Schumann Variations, Opus 9. Clara's variations must have been a hit when she played them on her many concert tours. And who babysat the children while she was on tour and Robert was in the asylum? Brahms. Here is Clara Schumann's Variations on a Theme of Robert Schumann, Opus 20, performed by pianist Rosemary Platt on Into the Light.